interesting, all the aliens mostly that want to come to planet Earth want to come to destroy us, don't they? Or they want to come to take over our bodies. You've seen some of those in I quite like those, or to enslave us. No, that's what they call sci-fi. It isn't real. It's on the telly. You ever seen Doctor Who? Anyone seen Doctor Who? Have you seen Doctor Who? Well, they've got another one there. Doctor Who's my favourite. What have I got in the bag, Daniel? Any idea? No, better than that. It's a Dalek. Oh, them! I've got all sorts of Daleks everywhere. Oh. Oh, what else? Ah! From Doctor Who. Exterminate! That's it. Oh, you go. Oh, that's it. You've seen it then. Okay, that's good. Because it isn't real, you see. It isn't real. Science fiction is all about lots of things like that, of people coming to Earth to destroy the world or to take us over. Or if you saw recently on the television a really old science fiction, one called War of the Worlds, where they actually want to eat us as well. Not very nice, are they? But it actually... They're not real, Daniel. None of it's real. It's fantasy. It's not really real at all. Daleks aren't real. No, they're not. They're only on the telly. But I've even got Daleks on my socks today. Look. Proper Daleks. Oh, yeah, have another go. One more exterminate. Exterminate. That's good. Oh, yeah. You mustn't know that, actually. We won't go there. Most of the science fiction stuff out there talks about aliens coming to Earth. And it isn't real. But I want to tell you, Daniel, actually, somebody did come to Earth. Somebody did actually visit Earth from another realm altogether. From not in time and space. They came to this world. Somebody came from another world. Ah, could be. Let me get on. I'll tell you, that's right. It's a dimension. It's a place where this person's come from, which is an unbelievable place. You know, it's fantastic. There's no hunger and there's no wars there. And it's an incredible place. There's no diseases. There's no dishonest politicians. There's no hatred. Everything's good there. It's a place of harmony and of excitement, of unity and of love. And from this place, this other place, all life has come from. You thought about it like that before? And what's that place called? Heaven. That's what it's called. It's called heaven. It's the abode of God. It's God's house, where God is, where God dwells. It's not a planet, it's a whole different dimension altogether. God is in his perfection there. It's a habitation of God that people call heaven. And it's from that place, Daniel, it's from heaven that God's Son takes a journey to planet Earth. 2,000 years ago, really happened. Really, yeah. Well, he couldn't have walked it, wouldn't have got here like that, I don't think. And you see, he didn't come in a spaceship. He wasn't transported down by some transporter mat. He was born in a normal way, like a normal human being. But as we said earlier, not in a hospital and not in a palace, but actually in a stable. And it was dirty, we said that, Daniel, didn't we? And it's smelly. No high tech there. Couldn't turn on the lights, no running water. It's all very grim. Very grim indeed. So what did this person from another world look like? Did he have green skin? Long fangs? Did he hover around? Are you sure? No, he didn't. He actually looked like you and you. He was born a baby. A normal human being. A normal human being. He didn't have flashing green eyes or long teeth. And what was his mission? Was it out to exterminate and to destroy? Oh, last time then. Well done. Yes. He actually came not to destroy, not to take us over, but to do the reverse. But to help mankind. He was born in a normal way, except his father was God. And the Bible says this to us this morning. This is the verse I want to leave you with. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one who came from the Father. It reads slightly differently in the Living Bible. That's from John chapter 1, verse 14. John 1, verse 14. I'm just going to read that to you again. Try and remember this verse because it's quite an important verse for us, really. It says, then Christ, that's God's son, Daniel, became a human being and lived here on earth amongst us. And he was full of loving kindness and truth. And some of us have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Heavenly Father. He came and lived amongst us. Another translation of the Bible says he pitched his tent here with us. He lived for a while here on planet Earth. So his mission, though, was to do good things. He's full of grace and kindness and truth. Grace means he wants to love us unconditionally. Jesus' mission, then, is not to destroy us or to enslave us. But if we will accept him as our friend and our saviour and continue to do that as well, which is important. If you will accept Jesus as your friend and your saviour, he'll give you the best presents of all. Freedom and liberty and hope. You see, the truth is, God became, when he visited planet Earth, one of us, fully human and fully God. That's okay. I've got a little song I just want to play half a chorus through. Could you get that to go for me, Phil, do you think? As a little song, he was like us, living, born in a stable. They might have said, well, he's sort of a bit low, you know, down the pecking order. A bit sort of... This is a song that says, what if God was one of us? I'm not even sure it's written by a Christian, but it doesn't matter. Just listen to a few of the words and then we'll stop it. Well, pull out the plug.
Just the smile like one of us. Just the stranger, one of us. I'm like his daddy.
No, that started again, no. We think it stopped. What if God was one of us? Well, he was. He came to planet Earth. He lived amongst us. And he completed his mission by dying on a cross. And instead of injuring us, he gives us hope. He gives us a future. He gives us purpose to life. And he makes us become God's friends again. And the choice we have is we can believe all the rubbish or we can believe the truth that Jesus is God's Son, the Saviour of the world. And John goes on, he says, these things I've written in his book that you might believe and that we're to go on believing. It's no good just saying, I believe that once, but I don't believe it anymore. Every day, we need to declare that Jesus, you're still my Lord. You're still my God. You understand me fully because you were one of us. You walk with me and talk with me. At Christmas, we talk about God with us, Emmanuel. And that's exactly what happened 2,000 years ago. But it's not just a story to be some sort of myth. It's true. Sadly, this morning I heard some other preacher speak about the gospel and about Jesus' coming as if it's about us. But you know, it was God's rescue mission. The greatest visitor planet Earth has ever had. And he will be, we pray, not just a visitor in our lives, but a resident too. So let's pray, shall we? Thank you, Lord, that we're reminded every Christmas how you came. You dwelt amongst us and you achieved your mission. You completed your mission and you returned to heaven. But you said one day you will come and take us to be where you are. And we pray today that we will keep focused on you, particularly at Christmas when it's easy to forget you and get caught up in the tinsel and the silly gifts. But actually, life is all about getting to know you and recognising who you are, the Saviour of the world. So Lord, will you bless us and keep us, make your face shine upon us, be gracious to us, lift up your countenance upon us and give us your peace at this Christmas and every day of our lives. And to you we say thank you. Thank you for this past year. Thank you for every blessing that we've received. And we give our thanks to you. We've written our thanks down today. We send our requests to you. And we say, will you hear our prayers and receive our praise and our thanks, Father, in the wonderful name of Jesus, who left the glory of heaven to come and dwell here on earth, to be our Saviour, friend and Lord. Amen. Before we sing our final Christmas song or carol, which